And from our New York studios, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Tom. Happy Valentine's Day there, everybody. Now, on this Valentine's Day, are you looking for love but without the full-time commitment? We want to be in a relationship without having to go to every wedding or spend every significant holiday or even spend more than a couple of nights together. Now, there is a new website offering just that. The site is called parttimelove.net, and I'm going inside her story with author and relationship expert Rob Hill Sr., whose perspectives have made him very popular on social media. We're going to talk about parttimelove.net and some other websites focusing on love. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. Now, listen, the creator of this site said that she's had a lot of testimonials, very positive ones, of course, she would say that. But one in particular is that this woman said she has a wonderful week in love and he asked for nothing more. Now, is this encouraging relationships with no strings attached, or can this be a positive thing in a time where we're all so busy?
I think that it has twofold. It could be a good thing for somebody who has a busy life and they're actually not looking for the everyday commitment that the site says meaningful romance without everyday commitment. So that could be positive for them. And at the same time, it could be setting people up for disappointment, because we like to think that we can control how much we care and, you know, what level at which we care. But I don't think it's not always as easy to keep up.
Is there such a thing, Rob, as being too busy for love or too busy for a relationship?
I guess that would depend on your perception of what love requires of you. I personally don't believe, you know, love is something that adds to, you know, it adds value to you, it adds value to your everyday life.
Good answer.
I don't believe you would be, I don't believe you would necessarily be too busy for something that added value to you. Now, if you felt like love was something that was draining or love was something that was a distraction, then, and I see why some people say they're too busy for that. But that's just the love they've experienced.
What's the difference in this site and a site like sugardaddy.com?
Sugar.
it's very different because the creators of this site are very quick to say that they're not a no strings attached. It's not a booty call kind of situation. It's not a friends with benefits. They're saying, listen, the way that people are in relationships today doesn't work for everybody. You know, with a lot of relationships, and Rob, you can talk more about this, and a lot of relationships, you end up spending a lot of time together, and it can for a lot of people be all consuming. And they're saying it doesn't have to be that way. You can be in a committed relationship, but not have to spend every waking moment together. There's not that expectation from either person. So, Rob, let me ask you, is there such a thing of spending too much time together, being too immersed in the person that you're in a relationship with?
Yes. I'm sorry asked him.
There is. But go ahead. I think there is.
But there definitely
that you
is.
Have to spend every holiday together, every night together, every moment together. Come on, Rob.
Yeah, no, I can't. I don't.
If you're not married, what's the, you know what I mean? Shouldn't you leave some of that for when you get married?
For me, you got to give me a moment to miss you. You have to give me a chance to miss you. And
right.
I think that some time away is healthy. You know, I think that somebody, the person who has to be with their partner every minute, every second, every day, I think that they don't trust them. You know, so they got to watch them.
Or themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that, you know, some time away is healthy. You know, give me a chance to miss you.
My mother
you know,
used to say that all the time. Let him miss you.
Right.
Even Brazil? Is Brazil count or is
what? All right, Rob, so let me ask you about you know, my baby, which is my new website, singleandlivingfab.com, which encourages single women to live their best lives right where they are and not to be depressed or sad that they don't have a relationship and not make that just their lifelong goal to be in a relationship, but just focus on living their best
that
life.
Is, your
is that a healthy
right.
attitude? Yeah, it is.
That is so
what do you think,
Jackie?
Rob? It is. Why I started it.
I read the piece this morning, and I thought you made some very valid points. I think at one point we thought marriage is like the ultimate sign of happiness. Like, you can't be happy unless you're married. And I think that things are changing. There are people who are genuinely happy and content with themselves. That doesn't mean they don't have a life with meaningful relationships. That doesn't mean that they don't have romance or anything like that. It's just not what we're used to it looking like. But, you know, you made a good point when you said, you know, some girls who said, I do, to Mr. Girl Y. And I think a lot of times we force it. A lot of people, they force it. You know, your picture of happiness has to look like what, you know, the white picket fence, we're married, we have these, you know, and I don't think it's always like that.
Okay.
No, and I wrote about this morning about that you don't have to be embarrassed not to have a Valentine's. On Valentine's Day, go out there and live your best life and be happy that that you're strong enough to wait for what's right and not rush into something that's not right just so you can say you have a man.
Right.
So, okay, Rob, but Jackie, could you step it up a little bit? I mean, you've been waiting.
No, there's no need to. I'm
good. She's good.
I'm happy.
She's good.
When it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, I'm good with that, too. And that's how women need to see it.
Oh, Jackie.
Even on Valentine's Day.
We're with you, Jackie.
Rob Hill Sr., thank you, love.
No problem. Thanks, Sam.
Happy Valentine's
Turn the music
Day,
up.
Sir.
Turn the music up. Turn the music up. All this kind of talk on Valentine's Day.
Come on.
Turn Norman Connors up. Turn the microphone off.